Oils Blessed, Priests Renew Promises at Chrism Mass by Sean Gallagher, published in the April 21, 2006 issue of The Criterion. People from all facets of the life of the Archdiocese gathered on the evening of April 11th at Saints Peter and Paul Cathedral in Indianapolis around their spiritual leader, Archbishop Daniel M. Beekline, for the celebration of the annual Chrism Mass. He led in common prayer, common worship, members of the laity, religious communities, deacon candidates, seminarians, and priests. Priests renewed the promises they made on their ordination day, and oils that were to be used in the Easter Vigil just a few days later, as well as in sacramental celebrations throughout the year, were blessed by Archbishop Beekline. Speaking during his homily to the more than 900 people gathered in the cathedral, the Archbishop spoke about Jesus' message that is proclaimed most fully in his suffering, death, and resurrection. The message of Jesus for you is this: more than anything, you are precious to me. Yes, you who perhaps consider yourselves unworthy of my love, you who perhaps have difficulty believing you are loved with my very specific love, you are my friends. You see, I lay down my life for you, Archbishop Beekline said. Lynn Hansen heard the Archbishop's words. A member of St. John the Apostle Parish in Bloomington, Hansen was asked by her pastor, Father Michael Fritsch, to receive and bring back the parish's holy oils. It makes me feel like I'm the link between the cathedral and our parish, Hansen said. She knows from experience the importance of the oils. Hansen was received into the full communion of the Church 6 years ago at the Easter Vigil. In the process, she was anointed with Holy Chrism in the Sacrament of Confirmation. Now she is a catechist in her parish's Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults program. She witnessed the oils she delivered back to her parish being rubbed on the forehead and chests of those coming into the full communion of the Church at her parish on Holy Saturday night. I feel like I'm completing that cycle for them, Hansen said. Holy Cross Sister Eileen Flavin, Parish Life Coordinator of St. Agnes Parish in Nashville, was also present at the Chrism Mass and spoke afterward about how the liturgy embodied the unity of the Church. The oils were blessed all together by the Archbishop, and then they came back individually to the parishes, she said. It says something about being united together as an archdiocese. The Chrism Mass is also a liturgy in which priests renew the promises they made at the time of their ordination. In his homily, the Archbishop spoke about this and the way in which priests, during the liturgies of Holy Week, take on the role of Christ. During the Passion on Sunday, even as we priests took the part of Jesus, we also realized we are part of the crowd, one of them for whom he paid the ransom, Archbishop Beekline said. Despite our failings, he has made us priests, and tonight, in humility and wonder, we renew our commitment to love you as he does. One of the 115 priests at the liturgy was Father Sean Whittington, associate pastor of St. Monica Parish in Indianapolis. At last year's Chrism Mass, he served as a deacon and asked the Archbishop to bless the chrism that would be used just weeks later to anoint his hands during his ordination to the priesthood. At this year's Chrism Mass, he joined the Archdiocese's presbyterate for the first time to renew his priestly commitment. He spoke about the experience afterward. It was kind of a blur in some ways, just kind of being there and being overwhelmed, not just by my first Chrism Mass, but also by my first Holy Week as a priest, Father Whittington said. The Archbishop also spoke in his homily about men discerning a possible call to the priesthood. Present tonight are young men asking themselves whether the Lord is calling them to the priesthood, Archbishop Beekline said. They wonder, could it be that God is asking me to follow the way of Jesus so completely that he would make me a priest for his people? Is it possible that I could love as much as the Lord Jesus loves? Seminarian Michael Parrott was one of the 19 men in priestly formation for the Archdiocese who was present at the Chrism Mass. 10 other men considering becoming seminarians were also there. a member of Our Lady of the Greenwood Parish in Greenwood. Parrott is a freshman at Marion College in Indianapolis, where he is a resident of the Bishop Brute House of Formation. It's always very affirming to see so many men that have devoted their lives to the priesthood, Parrott said. It's very helpful to have the Archbishop come out and publicly thank us, and to tell us it's okay to still be thinking about it. Father Whittington was in Parrott's place not long ago, but although he has completed many years of priestly formation and is now deep in the midst of his first year in his life and ministry as a priest, he still spoke about the tangible appreciation he had for the special liturgy that is the Chrism Mass. The whole church was gathered here tonight, bishop, priests, deacons, seminarians, deacon candidates, religious, the laity, Father Whittington said, and my parents were here. That makes it special, too, for them to see the first time that I renew my priestly promises. For more news and photos, log on to www.criteriononline.com.